Time now for your comments. First, a couple of corrections. Yesterday's Last Word in Business was about a sponsorship program that allows you to have a family of endangered African mountain gorillas as your friends on Twitter or Facebook. The gorillas live in a national park in Uganda. We said they'd been in captivity and were being released into the wild, but that's not the case. They've always lived in the wild. They just didn't belong to a social networking site.
Also yesterday, in a story about healthcare, we got the numbers wrong. We said that in August, a poll found that just 40% of Americans favored some sort of healthcare overhaul. In fact, the figure was 53%. That's down from 61% in June.
Speaking of numbers, we got over 300 emails about Steve Inskeep's conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party, Michael Steele. Steve asked him why he wants to protect Medicare but does not support President Obama's health care plan. Many of you complained that the interview sounded like a shouting match. Elizabeth Kelly of Portland, Oregon writes, "At the end of the piece, I knew nothing more about what Mr. Steele or the Republicans want to do with Medicare, not because Mr. Steele's position was nuanced, as Mr. Inskeep claimed, but because Mr. Inskeep spoke in a belligerent tone of voice and kept interrupting Mr. Steele."
But more listeners agreed with Joseph Polifroni of Arlington, Massachusetts, who wrote, "I was moved to write after seeing Mr. Inskeep described as obnoxious and badgering in comments on your website. He was far from either. His questions were exactly the sort I would expect to hear from someone who was attempting to follow the logic of what Mr. Steele was saying. It was Mr. Steele's slippery hold on his own beliefs that made that interview difficult to listen to," he wrote.
Finally, many of you might be eating breakfast when you listen to our show, but for Katie Perkins, it's much later in the day.
She lives in the Czech Republic, where a few days ago, she and her husband were listening to the radio and eating a dish called chicken marbella,
which has this at one time exotic sauce of garlic, capers, prunes, bay leaf.
And it's one of the signature recipes in the Silver Palette Cookbook. The book's co-author, Sheila Lukens, died last weekend, and we were remembering her, in part by describing that iconic recipe on the air.
Just as our listener was sitting down to the prunes and garlic in that very dish, Katie Perkins writes, "It's a surreal experience to have someone describe over the radio exactly what you're eating as you're eating it. It was a nice way to feel connected from the other side of the globe."
Well, to stay connected to us, please click on Contact the Show when you visit us at npr.org/morning.